you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Messiah." Okay, so I'm just going to pause there for a moment. I'm kind of halfway through the reading. The reason I say that, did Peter go away and think about this, is because of what he said in response to Jesus' question. This is our third question. First question, we had the Pharisees, and they wanted more evidence. The disciples, they needed more understanding of the evidence they already had. Here's Peter. And what did Peter need? Well, let's just think about this. There'd been a stinging rebuke. And then we have this quite strange miracle. I've often puzzled about that kind of, why did Jesus do it in two stages? Now, if you look at Jesus' miracles, there are some miracles, quite a lot of them, where he didn't even touch the person. And sometimes he didn't even see them. He did it by his word. But here we have this rather odd miracle where, he spits in the man's eyes, touches him, and the man still can't see properly because he sees people, but they just look like sort of upright things walking about. He thinks they're like walking trees. And then Jesus second time touches them, and then he can see clearly. Well, the reason I think this is here is because this is a visual aid. And sometimes our developing understanding is in stages. Sometimes, I think back to my own conversion, that mine was in two stages. First stage, I had enough understanding to realize I was a sinner and that I needed to be saved. So it kind of brought me to a sort of repentance, I suppose, but it took about 7 or 8 months before I actually realized I needed not just to repent, but actually to trust Christ as my Savior. So it was a kind of two-stage thing. And I wonder if Peter's understanding here is a sort of like a sort of slowly opening flower where gradually more and more light dawns in his mind. And interestingly, Matthew, in his account of this incident, Jesus says to Peter, "You are blessed, Peter, Simon. You are blessed because, why? My Father has revealed this to you." So I do wonder whether it's that kind of Peter gone away and reflected perhaps on his own, maybe prayed over it, and God had revealed the truth that Jesus, the carpenter from Nazareth, this great miracle-working teacher, is in fact the Son of God, the Savior of the world, because in response to this question, "Who do you say I am?" Peter says, "You are the Messiah." So let's not be too hard on Peter. People often say he's just a hothead who just sounds off. But here I think this is a response based on a mature reflection, and the miracle maybe just emphasizes that for us. Peter says, "You are the Messiah." But what Peter needed was more faith, because listen to what happens afterwards. Verse 30, Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. He then began to teach them that the Son of Man, that was just a name that he used for himself, must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said to Peter. "You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Peter had faith enough to understand and accept that Jesus was the Christ, but he still did not know what it meant for Jesus to be the Christ, the Savior. He was not going to ride into Jerusalem on a white stallion, armed to the teeth, and throw out the Romans. That was not the kind of Savior that Jesus was. Peter did not understand that. And Jesus said, "Look, for me to be the Christ, I have to go to the cross. I'll be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, the teachers of the law. I must be killed." It seems like Peter switched off there. Jesus is going to be killed. This is awful. What's he talking about? He's off his head. He's lost the plot. This is not what the Messiah is supposed to do. He missed the next bit and rise again on the third day. He missed that bit completely. They all missed that until after the resurrection had actually happened. But we'll leave that to one side for just now. And he begins to, do you think the cheek of Peter? He loved Jesus. The thought of Jesus being killed and taken from them, it was too much for him. He took Jesus and said, what are you talking about? He rebuked Jesus. And Jesus says an extraordinary thing. Jesus turned and looked at his disciples. He rebuked Peter. Get behind me, Satan, he said. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. You're only thinking of it from a human standpoint. The idea of losing me. Look, this is God's plan. I have to go to the cross.